Listening test.
ただいまから放送によるリスニングテストを行います。テストはパート A、パート B、パート C に分かれています。それぞれのパートの初めに放送される日本語の説明に従って回答してください。答えは放送による英語の質問をそれぞれ聞いた後、1から4の中から最も適切なものを一つ選び、番号で答えてください。
Part A
問題用紙に印刷されているそれぞれの写真を見ながら、放送される英文を聞いて答えてください。回答は4つの選択肢の中から、正しいものの番号を一つ選んでください。放送を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。英文は2回読まれます。では始めます。
Problem number one. Look at the picture marked number one in your test booklet. One.
A man and a woman are drinking coffee together.
Two.
A chef and a customer are talking in a restaurant.
Three.
Two people are cooking in their home kitchen.
Four.
A man and a woman are enjoying coffee outdoors.
One.
A man and a woman are drinking coffee together.
Two.
A chef and a customer are talking in a restaurant.
Three.
Two people are cooking in their home kitchen.
Four.
A man and a woman are enjoying coffee outdoors.
Problem number two. Look at the picture marked number two in your test booklet. One.
Many people are waiting to cross the street.
2.
Some people are walking along the side of the road.
3.
There are many people crossing a busy street.
4.
There are some people watching the sunrise.
1.
Many people are waiting to cross the street.
2.
Some people are walking along the side of the road.
3.
There are many people crossing a busy street.
4.
There are some people watching the sunrise.
Problem number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test booklet. 1.
Outside of the shop, there are some vending machines.
2.
A shop is selling special souvenirs for tourists.
3.
Potato chips and drinks are on sale at the store.
4.
Some of the vending machines are out of order.
1.
Outside of the shop, there are some vending machines.
2.
A shop is selling special souvenirs for tourists.
3.
Potato chips and drinks are on sale at the store.
4.
Some of the vending machines are out of order.
Part B.
これから短い対話を放送します。それぞれの対話の後に、その対話について英語の質問を一つずつします。質問の答えとして最も適切なものを、下に印刷されている答えの中から一つ選び、番号で答えなさい。対話と質問は2回読まれます。
Number 4.
It's almost Halloween.Should we go to a haunted house again?
I don't know. We did that last year, so maybe not.
That's true. What about a Halloween bus tour?
They drive around and show us places with scary histories, right? That sounds fun.
Yeah. Let's call James and ask if he wants to go too. Then I'll book tickets online.
Question.
What will the woman likely do next?
It's almost Halloween. Should we go to a haunted house again?
I don't know. We did that last year, so maybe not.
That's true. What about a Halloween bus tour?
They drive around and show us places with scary histories, right? That sounds fun.
Yeah. Let's call James and ask if he wants to go too. Then I'll book tickets online.
Question.
What will the woman likely do next?
Number 5.
Hi, I'm sorry, but I don't have a reservation. Can my 4 friends and I book rooms at the hotel tonight?
Sure. Here are some of our available rooms. A single room with 1 bed is $75. A double room with 2 beds is $110. A family room with 3 beds is $150. And finally, we have a luxury room on the top floor with 4 beds for $450.
I think 2 of us can share a double, but our other friends are very private people, so they'll each want their own singles.
Certainly. In that case, would you please fill out the necessary information on this form?
Question.
Which hotel reservation will the man make?
Hi, I'm sorry, but I don't have a reservation. Can my 4 friends and I book rooms at the hotel tonight?
Sure. Here are some of our available rooms. A single room with 1 bed is $75. A double room with 2 beds is $110. A family room with 3 beds is $150. And finally, we have a luxury room on the top floor with 4 beds for $450.
I think 2 of us can share a double, but our other friends are very private people, so they'll each want their own singles.
Certainly. In that case, would you please fill out the necessary information on this form?
Question.
Which hotel reservation will the man make?
Number 6.
There's only 3 days left of our Tokyo vacation. Tomorrow is Tokyo Tower, Tuesday is Sensoji Temple, and then our flight home is the next day.
I want to stay longer. Oh, I just remembered. We have to get souvenirs for Mum and Dad.
Gifts for Dad are easy. He loves junk food. So let's buy him some chips and chocolate from the supermarket. For Mum, we can look for something at the temple. Maybe something traditional.
She will like that. We can probably get snacks for Dad at the airport too.
Question.
What will the man and woman probably do on Monday?
There's only 3 days left of our Tokyo vacation. Tomorrow is Tokyo Tower, Tuesday is Sensoji Temple, and then our flight home is the next day.
I want to stay longer. Oh, I just remembered. We have to get souvenirs for Mom and Dad.
Gifts for Dad are easy. He loves junk food, so let's buy him some chips and chocolate from the supermarket. For Mom, we can look for something at the temple. Maybe something traditional.
She will like that. We can probably get snacks for Dad at the airport, too.
Question.
What will the man and woman probably do on Monday?
Part C.
これからやや長い英文を一つ放送します。英文の後にその英文について英語の質問を二つします。質問の答えとして最も適切なものを下に印刷されている答えの中から一つ選び番号で答えなさい。英文と質問は2回読まれます。
Some businesses collect money for charity. One way that they do this is called the round-up method. For example, you buy a pizza which costs $13.50. When you pay, the staff asks you, do you want to round up to the nearest dollar for charity? This means that you pay $14 in total. The business will give your extra 50 cents to charity. It will pay for food, medicine for sick children, and more. A few years ago, shops simply asked customers for $1. Unfortunately, people often said no. However, customers are more likely to accept the round-up offer. This is because the amount is smaller and more convenient for them. In the end, more people give more money, and this helps people in need.
Number 7. Question.
Which of the following describes the roundup method?
Number 8. Question.
Why is the roundup method good for charity?
Some businesses collect money for charity. One way that they do this is called the round-up method. For example, you buy a pizza which costs $13.50. When you pay, the staff asks you, do you want to round up to the nearest dollar for charity? This means that you pay $14 in total. The business will give your extra 50 cents to charity. It will pay for food, medicine for sick children, and more. A few years ago, shops simply asked customers for $1. Unfortunately, people often said no. However, customers are more likely to accept the round-up offer. This is because the amount is smaller and more convenient for them. In the end, more people give more money, and this helps people in need.
Number 7. Question.
Which of the following describes the roundup method?
Number 8. Question.
Why is the roundup method good for charity?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。では引き続き次のページに取り掛かってください。